Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Tan Chung Han. And on the line, we have Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer at Land Infused Capital Managers in New York.
Good morning, Dodge. All right, given heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula, do you think it's time for major portfolio adjustments, or is there still time for more waiting and seeing?
Good morning, Han. We're not really making major adjustments. We are seeing some sector rotation, and we're beginning to see more defensive sectors coming into play. We're being much more careful and selective with where we're going. We like aerospace defense, construction. We like gold stocks. That's something new. That's very recent. In the REIT area, because of their income opportunities, we're looking at, but not throughout. We're looking at diversified industrial, specialized. We're trying to stay away from office and retail REITs, obviously. So we're being much more selective, but we are reacting to the potential risk. It doesn't mean that we're on the wait and see or that we're getting out of the market. It's just we're refocusing where we're putting our investments.
But at the same time, now, there have been voices that say a significant correction is due in equities, you know, and that chorus is getting louder by the week. So what's going to be the most likely trigger for that correction?
Yes, we do expect a significant correction, but we cannot anticipate. We have to wait. The most likely trigger will be the unexpected, and the most likely unexpected trigger will be in the geopolitical area. The other areas that we are watching are not as all-encompassing as what is going on with the North Korea risk. There are some perceived fundamental economic strengths that will go through completely, and they'll be much more. It'll be much harder to reverse the economic strength that we're seeing, but the geopolitical risk will be very important because, number one, it doesn't affect one specific country. It is more encompassing. It is geopolitical in different areas. We're going to be affected as well as Asia. Number two, it's going to affect the relationship between countries longer term, and that will have to be resorted out along with Brexit. And so this is really where the correction is going to start, not on the fundamental side, but on the geopolitical side.
Now, you highlighted some global risks. Obviously, North Korea, you mentioned Brexit as well. You know, and also, we keep in mind, I think this month, Germany is due for its elections. Now, how much do these global risks offset the domestic risks for the U.S.? Because, you know, we keep in mind, later this month, the U.S. has a debt ceiling to contend with, and we're still trying to figure out the impact of Hurricanes Harvey and potentially Irma as well to the U.S. economy. So, again, help us balance this out here. Global risks versus domestic ones?
On the domestic side, we're looking at Donald Trump handled the first hurricane well. He can build on solid performance, not just with hurricanes. The threat of war, there are several alternatives which, although unlikely to ease the potential pain, he can take before declaring war. There's the threat of federal default. Well, he could probably tie the debt ceiling to hurricane aid, so that may work out well. The threat of government shutdown, he can sign a deal just before the fiscal year ends on September 30th, relying on continuing resolution of spending levels. The threat of breakdown relations with Congress, he's already working on it. So if you go through each of the risks that we face here domestically and politically, there is a way to get through them. But when you start talking about your political risk, that is less controllable. And so we're really going to have to be watching it very carefully, and we're not going to be just wait and see with regard to what happens. We're going to have to react as news comes out.
Dodge, also this month is, or was, supposed to be all about monetary policy, right? Because you've got the Fed, the ECB, the BOJ, and other G20 central banks, all making decisions due, in the coming days and weeks. So can monetary policy clues still break through all the noise that's going on right now?
Yes, it can break through if there's a surprise in terms of a change in monetary policy, but it won't be the driving force that we have seen before. First, the fact that rate increases are less likely makes the news coming out in terms of monetary policy less important. And second, because it is less likely, it makes monetary policy more of a secondary factor as opposed to the primary. So yes, it can get through the noise, but the impact of what monetary policy will have will be on the second level for at least for now, Han, until we can get through some of the other political risks.
And you're right in saying that those rate increases, at least for the U.S., is less likely. Now, I'm looking at the Fed funds futures rate. At best, a December rate hike, markets are just pricing in a 25% chance of that happening. So we'll have to see, how those odds play out between now and year end. Now, speaking about monetary policy, though, you've got Fed Governor Lael Brainard saying the Federal Reserve should be careful about raising U.S. interest rates. Now, given that U.S. inflation is well short of its 2% target, two rate hikes already this year, would a third one suggest that Janet Yellen and co. are being less careful?
Well, Brainard's speech should be read as yet another reason to doubt the Fed will deliver another rate rise this year. His anxiety over weak inflation and the belief that her anxiety over weak inflation and belief the Fed may slow the pace of increase, that represents a deepening constituency among central bankers for rate rise caution, given the comments of regional Fed bank presidents that we've had recently. This makes a speech that's coming up this Thursday by New York Fed Chief William Dudley very important. He's remained very upbeat about rate rise prospects, so if he remains hawkish, it signals a difficult debate for officials as the year winds down. That's what Yellen's going to be facing. And so it's less likely that there are going to be rate increases, but let's see what comes out in speeches and whether the decision to keep rates as they are is an easy one or it begins to be a much more difficult challenge.
But what about the Fed's credibility, though? Because just as recent as June, you've got Fed officials making comments hinting at that third rate hike for 2017. At this point in time, especially given those jobs report that we saw on Friday, can the Fed really unwind those expectations?
Well, I don't think, I honestly don't think the Fed has to be responsible for unwinding the expectations, because the reason for the delay in rate rises, the reason for lower probability, is caused by the geopolitical risk. And that's very clear. It affects the world. It's very easy to see. The implications of what is happening are very clear and can be understood by the public. And so I suspect that the fact that if the Fed doesn't raise rates more, it will be more acceptable. The market seems to have accepted the change because it still is fairly strong, even despite what we had, at least in the U.S. yesterday. Yesterday we did have a 70% of a total advance declining volume being on the declining sign. The short-term indicators are iffy right now, but the relatively modest selling compared to what it could have been does not suggest that we're at a sustainable low at this point. We may have more further weakness. So I think that the economic the market environment and the perception of why the Fed is going to delay raising rates will take care of the expectations of the public.
Thank you very much for sharing those insights with us. That was Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer with Lender & Fuse Capital Managers in New York.
And we'll be back with more business news and analysis after this. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Save big at Banana Republic Factory with 60% off the entire store. Our biggest sale of the year. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses, shirts, and shorts under $15. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.